Shabbat Shalom. It's Rabbi Jim Egolf. I want to thank you for joining me this week. This week at Beth David, we rolled out our brand new prayer book for the first time, the brand new Mishkan Tefillah. And the following sermon is going to be one where I assume the voice of the new prayer book and talk about where it came from and where all Reformed prayer books have emanated from, and then try to talk about what makes Mishkan Tefillah a different type of prayer book for a different type of Jewish prayer experience in the 21st century. I thank you so much for joining me, and please stay tuned. It's me, your prayer book, speaking to you tonight as I make my appearance in being your new vehicle for worship. Tell you the truth, I'm a bit nervous and scared, since it is my responsibility to help carry your prayers as a community to God in the coming decades. Needless to say, it is a daunting task, and I hope I'm ready for the challenge. But that does not do away with any trepidation that any of us might have, including me. My great-grandparents, which were the Sidurim of your great or even great-great-grandparents, they used these vehicles for their prayers and their beliefs, ideas, and values for an immigrant generation. One of my great-grandparents, Olat Tamid, was the prayer book of David Einhorn, and Isaac Meir Wise compiled Minhag America. They both attempted to capture a spirit of Reformed Judaism while still remaining tied to the idea of the old country in this, at that time, a new land. Needless to say, it was a difficult time as immigrants came to the Golden Medina to find their fortune, only to really find that the streets were not paved with gold, and that the current inhabitants of this continent were expecting my readers to be the labor to pave those roads. In 1885, someone had an idea for a platform in Pittsburgh. Hence came the first Pittsburgh platform. A platform is a statement of ideas, beliefs, and philosophies that guide the movement and are representative of the attitudes and cultural barometer of the time. This was an idea of what our Reformed Jewish community should be in this new land, and it was radical. So radical that it spawned the creation of another movement. When the menu of the first ordination class of the Hebrew Union College was served on July 11, 1883, that menu included little neck clams, soft-shelled crabs, shrimp salad, and frog's legs. Now, this may sound radical today, but it was in keeping with the statement from the soon-to-be-released Pittsburgh Platform, Section 4. Quote, "We hold that all such Mosaic and rabbinic laws as regulate diet, priestly purity, and dress originated in ages and under the influence of ideas entirely foreign to our present mental and spiritual state. They fail to impress the modern Jew with a spirit of priestly holiness. Their observance in our days is apt rather to obstruct than further modern spiritual elevation." Unquote. In keeping with this idea, you can imagine what the attitude toward anything smacking of less than modern might have been. The attitudes expressed in this statement also gave rise to my grandfather prayer book, at least the original copy in 1895, the Union Prayer Book. This ancestor of mine was also pretty radical. There was no Kol Nidre in the High Holiday section. There was no Moses parting the Red Sea, since these were not deemed to be modern notions of God and of the Jewish religious experience. In fact, starting on page 18 in the service, the leader was known by the term minister. Some might look back on this time and laugh and level the charge that the Reform movement was really attempting to be a way out of Judaism, but this was not the case. The truth of the matter was that we were in a new land of new opportunities, and we were scared. We still wonder whether or not this new land was a dream or a reality, and trying to fit in was the best way we could go about responding to this possibility of being accepted as citizens. Needless to say, part of this relied on what we did, and part of it was dependent on what the country in question decided to do with our dedication. I am here as your new prayer book because it worked in America. However, we all know what happened in Europe, to the birthplace of the Reform movement in Germany. In 1937, there was a new platform formulated in Columbus, Ohio. It seemed that the first Pittsburgh platform may have stripped away a bit too much. In that platform, prayer was described in the following manner. Prayer is the voice of religion, the language of faith and aspiration. It directs man's heart and mind Godward, voices the needs and hopes of the community, and reaches out after goals which invest life with supreme value. To deepen the spiritual life of our people, we must cultivate the traditional habit of communion with God through prayer in both home and synagogue. Soon after this statement in 1940, the third edition, the newly revised edition of the Union Prayer Book, was issued to the movement. Kol Nidre appeared, not as a text, but at least it was mentioned in the High Holiday edition. The minister was gone, replaced by a reader. The Union Hymnal, yes, there was actually one of those, contained Hatikva and God Bless America, lest we not continue to be faithful Americans. That newly revised Union Prayer Book was probably a little premature, given what would happen in the next decade. It would be the darkest of times, filled with deep despair. It would also flash with hope and possibilities. The world sat silent when it witnessed the Shoah, and then, in 1947, the light unto the nations began to shine as the State of Israel came into existence. But we were torn between our wounds and our hopes, and this was reflected in our next platform and prayer book. In San Francisco in 1976, for the bicentennial, of our own country, we went back and took a look at our Judaism once again. There it was described, "The past century has taught us that claims made upon us may begin with our ethical obligations, but they extend to many other aspects of Jewish living, including creating a Jewish home centered on family devotion, lifelong study, private prayer and public worship, daily religious observance, keeping the Sabbath and the holidays, celebrating the major events of life, involvement with the synagogues and community, and other activities which promote the survival of the Jewish people and enhance its existence. Within each area of Jewish observance, Reformed Jews are called upon to confront the claims of Jewish tradition, however differently perceived, and to exercise their individual autonomy, choosing and creating on the basis of commitment and knowledge. Hence, our movement showed its embrace of social justice and our passion for making the world right. We understood that if the world was unsafe for some, the world was unsafe for all. Combining moral action with ritual was a way of giving the worship servants service, a credence, and value, because it created a bond with the actions that were defining our movement. We began to speak with an unusual word, obligation, and we saw survival as a primary goal, since prior to the Holocaust in Israel, we had always just assumed our survival as a people. At this time, we were confused. My predecessor, my parent text, The Gates of Prayer, was an attempt to contain the confusion of this generation. Confusion was demonstrated by 10 Friday night services, 6 Shabbat morning services, 5 Torah services, 4 Aleinu services, 2 Havdalah services. It was as if the movement was attempting to do a liturgical rendition of the 12 days of Christmas. God was and was not in the liturgy. The service was at times 25 pages and others 9. It was hard to figure out how to pray the entire book in a way that would create a coherent theology. Yet coherence was not the goal. It was attempting to cast a wide net and involve people who might be put off by some services, but embrace others. We were confused and unsure of the future as our Jewish world changed, yet we still had to pray and find our way into the worship service. Rabbis and cantors also changed, by the way. They began spending their first year in Israel starting in the early 70s, and this meant that Reform Judaism was going to be influenced by some of the best challenges we might face. Could Reform Judaism also thrive in our ancient homeland and speak to the Israeli as well as the American Jew? Today there's me. I am called Mishkan Tefillah, literally a gathering place, dwelling place, tent of prayer. I was born out of the second Pittsburgh platform in 1999, where prayer was defined as, quote, "We respond to God daily through private and public prayer, through study and through the performance of other mitzvot, sacred obligations. Bein adam lamakom, to God, and bein adam lachavero, to other human beings. We strive for a faith that fortifies us through the vicissitudes of our life, illness and healing, transgression and repentance, bereavement and consolation, despair and hope. We continue to have faith that, in spite of the unspeakable evils committed against our people and the sufferings endured by others, the partnership of God and humanity will ultimately prevail. We trust in our tradition's promise that, although God created us as finite beings, the spirit within us is eternal. In all these ways and more, God gives meaning and purpose to our lives. I am here tonight to begin a journey with you, to be the siddur by which you find God and the meaning and purpose God can bring to your lives. It is, as always, a daunting task, and I'm very unfamiliar to you, and even to your rabbi and cantor. They have prayed with you out of other texts, and they will have to learn me and use me to guide you to a response to God. Some rules about me you should know. I am the text of a Jewish response to God, so we are responding to God, not to each other. Hence, there is no responsive reading. Read with the leader, or not. It is up to you. If your eyes wander on the pages, please take time to find yourselves in the other texts I offer. I am your vehicle, and like your cars or phones today, where you don't use every single feature, unless your car or phone is one of those older kinds, please let your eyes wander all over my pages and discover the possibilities I bring to you. If I open doors of understanding, that is why I'm here. If I challenge your understanding of God, please take this as an opportunity to learn so that we can disagree in a healthy way. We're going to be spending a few decades together, and during that time, I hope to be your text, your guide to a stronger understanding of prayer and Jewish action in our world. I am glad you have traversed the boundary of my tent flap. I hope you find my pages and my meaning a place of safety, joy, prayer, refuge, healing, inspiration, and love. Yours truly, Mishkan Tefillah. Music you hear on this podcast can be ordered either by a download 24/7 or CD from the good folks at magnatune.com.